counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from The Ketamine.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
This is Bob Maddox.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Maya from Outstrike.
Hi, this is Caitlin Loney from True Love Center, and you are listening to Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Hey, how's it going? It is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Enman, Brian Cleveland in studio, and we are about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. We do this every week, and those charts come from that very website. Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you give that website a visit.
You'll find out that Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report published every week at that fine website of earshot-online.com. And you can find the entire national top 50, as well as some other published charts, which include regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations each week, as well as weekly genres such as electronic hip hop, international jazz, loud folk roots and blues, and monthly and yearly top 200 countdowns. And you also read some fine features such as reviews, interviews, and loads more.
That's their home online. And our home online is, we have a few places. Facebook.com/Earshot20, our home on Facebook. And at Earshot20, our handle on Twitter, Earshot20@gmail.com is our email. And you can reach out to us if you're a Canadian band or artist emerging in the scene. Give us an email or reach out through Facebook and Twitter, and we'll try to get you a feature on this show. We did it last week with a local St. John, New Brunswick artist. That's where this show is recorded and broadcast live from. And that was Drew Sweet of Hand Drawn. And coming up in a week or so, we're going to be talking to another St. John, New Brunswick artist. But we'd love to talk to artists from all over the nation. So please contact us with some information from you, a song of yours, and we'll set up an interview and get that done. And we're going to count down the top 20 today. We're also going to have the lowdown. We won't have your entertainment 411 today because our friend Stephen Karlick is ill. And we wish him the best. We wish him the best to get better. And I know what's going around. Not pleasant. It's been at my house. It did not get me, but it's been there. It paid a visit, and it's overstayed its welcome. So we wish him well, but for sure we'll be back to it probably next week with that. But you are going to hear from one of our artists charting this week, Rebecca Higgs. Had a chance to talk to her this week, and you'll hear that interview in amongst the countdown.
Yeah, and lots of movement actually this week. The top three stay the same. Shouldn't be too much a surprise of who's sitting near the top there. They're the artists that we've been playing quite a bit towards the end of the year and over the last couple of weeks. But four debuts in the top 20, which is definitely a rarity. So lots of new music coming in and lots of new music hitting the airwaves across campus community radio in Canada, and lots of debuts, strong debuts below the top 20 as well that you'll hear about later in the program. Those are things that are most likely going to creep up into the top 20.
Well, I'm sure everybody's excited and can't wait for the show to start. I know I am. Let's get it going.
All right, we're going to hear from number 20 all the way up from 42 back into the program is Darkside. You're going to hear a track from their album Psychic called Paper Trails. At number 19, dropping all the way from number 8 is Tough Age and a track from their self-titled debut called Seahorse. And we're going to close it out in their first set with I'm Looking for Hand by Sebastian Granger at number 18, dropping just 2 spots this week.
Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 20.
Thank you.
number 19.
Thank you.
understands. How many secrets have you whispered, gnawing on your mind like a tiny splinter? I tell it to you, man, the splinter's in your hand. Maybe I'm the one who could be faking. I tell it to your man, I'm looking for a hand.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was a track called I'm Looking for Hand by Sebastian Granger. His latest record is Yours to Discover. That's his title, but it's also The Fact. And it is at number 16, at number 18 down from 16.
I'm actually kind of confused about what you just said. That's the title, but it's also, oh, the fact that it is the title.
It is
of the
Yours
album.
To Discover.
Okay. Okay. Good.
And at number 19, down from number 8 was Tough Age from their self-titled debut on the excellent Mint Records. You heard a track called Seahorse. And kicking off the program this week at number 20, all the way up from 42 back into the program, is Dark Side. You heard a track called Paper Trails from their most recent record, Psychic.
If you're just tuning in, it's Earshot 20. That's Brian Cleveland. I'm Anthony Emmer. I'm counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Haven't had a chance to check out that site? You should. And, you know, let them know what you think. If there's things that they could be in doing to improve your experience online, I'm sure they'd love to hear that. And if but you'll love it because there's all kinds of reviews and stuff that you can check out. You can also find us online, facebook.com/earshot20. And that's where you can let us know if you really like the show. And if you don't, then let us know. I don't know what I can do about that if you don't like the show. What can I do about that, Brian?
I don't know. It depends on what their complaints are.
Huh. Get rid of Anthony. Get somebody else. Could you do something about that?
Yeah.
Well, you're mean. All right. Well, we'll continue then. I feel like it's a newbie coming up. You got your sheet out.
Yes, sir. At number 17, Tambourine is the 20th album from Tylas Troubadour, Fred Eaglesmith's discography, one with few equals in Canadian roots music. And you're going to hear a track called Train Wreck. And after that, number 16, last week's number 20 is Milosh. And you're going to hear the title track from his new record, Jet Lag.
This sounded pretty soulful when I was given a pre-listen, so I'm excited for this. I like soul. It gives me a classic rock kind of vibe. You into that?
Yeah, let's give it a listen.
Yeah, whatever. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 17. Once more, since she loves me as a matter of fact.
Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 16.
Clickities and clackities are my favorite part of songs.
That was Jet Lag by Milosh from the record of the same name, which is at number 16 from 20 this week. And debuting at number 17 was the new record from Fred Eaglesmith called Tambourine, a track called Trainwreck.
If you're just tuning in, it's Earshot 20. We're counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. earshock20.com. And coming up in just a little bit, Brian's going to be giving you the lowdown. But first, we're going to continue the countdown. And Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
Yeah, well, we have four debuts in the top 20 this week. We also have two records not debuting on the Earshot charts, but debuting on our program for the first time. And that includes number 15 up from 25, a new record by Hannah Lulu, an EP called Keepsake. And you're going to hear the track called Keepsake right here, right now.
Stick around. There's more on the way. It's Earshot 20.
Number 15. Number 14.
pass away, yeah. Esterilizantes con alcohol, practicantes de una rara religión, como una monja bella. A ver qué dice ella. María de las Nieves se encerró en mi habitación. Tiene los pies fríos y un puñal siniestro sobre el camisón. María de las Nieves, se me rompe el corazón.
It's your shot 20.
That was Destroyer from his new EP, Five Spanish Songs, number 14 down from 11, and a track called Maria de las Nieves. And before that, you heard Keepsake by Honolulu from the record of the same name at number 15, up from 26.
If you're just joining us, it's Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums from earshot-online.com. Taking a break from that countdown now, as we give you a segment that we like to delve into what's below the top 20, because these charts come from the national top 50 on earshot-online.com. We don't have time to play them all, so we give you this segment that introduces you to some of those debuting below the top 20, and we call this...
It's the lowdown on the Earshot 20.
Just almost 10 new debuts below the top 20 this week. Lots of new stuff that will hopefully be creeping up into the program over the next couple of weeks. At number 46 is Winnipeg musician Greg Rikus, who returns with the aptly titled Punkoustic, or Punkoustic. I don't know how to say it. It's obviously a combination of
acoustic
punk
and punk
and acoustic.
Punkoustic.
Punkoustic. And that comes in at number 46. I've been thinking about that all week. And when it came down to it, I just couldn't decide.
You just couldn't get it out.
At number 43 is Irish singer-songwriter James Vincent McMorrow, who releases his sophomore full-length record, Post Tropical, which marks a move away from the largely acoustic indie folk of his 2010 debut Early in the Morning towards a more soulful direction and the inclusion of electronic instruments, brass and strings, combined with hip-hop beats and 90s-60s soul influences. Montreal artist Kurt Pirot, a.k.a. Beatrice Martin, has been tapped by Quebec TV series Trauma to soundtrack its fifth season, and that collection of 13 covers hits the charts at number 42. And at number 39, Exit Smiles is the latest album for Nashville-based garage punk warlords Cheap Time, produced once again by band leader, singer, guitarist Jeffrey Novel. Coming in at number 36, Yoko Ono's latest record with the Plastic Ono Band, Take Me to the Land of Hell, was produced by her son, Sean Lennon, and her 15th solo album features such guests as Questlove, Nels Klein, Lenny Kravitz, and more. And number 33, Toronto pop rock outfit The Balconies released their debut LP, Fast Motions, the follow-up to 2011's Kill Count EP. Calgary's punk rockers Hagface cracked the charts number 29 with their self-titled debut, and Seattle-based indie folk singer-songwriter Damien Girardeau enters the top 50 at number 26 with his 13th album and third with producer Richard Swift, Brothers and Sisters of the Eternal Sun.
I don't know what my favorite word pick this week is. It's between Hagface, because I think that's hilarious, but Punkoustic, I think, has to take it because it gave you so much trouble.
It's great.
Punkoustic.
Hopefully we get that record here. I have to listen to it.
What Punkoustic is, it'd be it sounds like it'd be a weird mashup. Going to throw it to an Earshot Extra off of that list now. Brian's going to let you know what we're going to hear.
You're going to hear from The Balconies, and as we just mentioned, they have a brand new record out, which will definitely be in the top 20. I would even guess that they will likely be in the top 20 next week. They have lots of success across the country, and it's really exciting to see them come out with their debut album. It is called Fast Motion. We're going to hear the lead track from that record called Boys and Girls.
After that, the countdown will continue. Stick around. We'll let you know what's coming in after this.
Down, you can
Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 13. Number 12.
Thank you.
for listening to the Earshot 20. Number 11.
Look at that, the Pack AD. And Brian, some of those songs are from their Some Songs EP, and then they put out their LP. some more songs.
That's not what it's called. Vancouver-based garage rock duo The Pack AD's latest record, the follow-up to 2011's Unperson, brought their band some major acclaim. And you just heard a track from their new fifth record, Do Not Engage, which finds them turning up another notch, or at least that's what I've heard from some earlier reviews and a little bit of listening on my own. And the album doesn't see a proper release until January the 28th, so it debuts at number 11 on our charts this week. But needless to say, as all the stations get in rotation, I highly expect that record to be number one, maybe even next week. You can take that one to the bank.
Oh, it's cashing it right now.
And you heard a track called The Water. You heard before that at number 12, sitting still this week, is Tim Hecker from the album Virgins, a track called Live Room. And you heard from Cowpuncher at number 13, a new one to the program, up from 25 from the record Ghost Notes, a track called Wounded Wing. And you also heard an extra this week because we had a little bit extra time. You heard from The Balconies, whose debut record, Fast Motion, comes in at number 33, debuting that spot on the Earshot charts.
And just like that, first 10 done, and we'll be moving on to the next 10 in the next hour of this program. And if you're wondering what the program is, it's the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emmon, that's Brian Cleveland. We count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, and that's out of St. John, New Brunswick, the campus community radio station here. And then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. So thank you all to all of them for carrying the show. We also have a couple of ways you can hear the program outside of that, and that is radio4all.net. You can search it, and you can also podcast this show on iTunes, no matter how you're listening to it, though. Thanks very much for tuning in. Stick around in the next hour, the top 10, plus an interview with Rebecca Higgs. You're not going to want to miss that. We'll be back.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.